Proclamation number 3332 of 17th of November, 1944. Divine Spark. Love. Flames. The divine spark in the human being can become an enormous flame, and then it consumes everything that comes into contact with it. I.e., the flame of love constantly needs new nourishment. It draws everything into its sphere. It ignites and radiates warmth. It purifies and crystallizes what is impure. It enlivens and awakens. It illuminates and radiates everything and does not rest until that which is seized by it becomes a flame like it. And then the human being can leave the earth, for then he will have reached his aim. He will have joined the eternal deity, which is pure love in itself. The divine spark of love in the human being has made contact with God, who is love himself. Yet it usually takes a long earthly life in order to completely change into love. The fire of love is usually not ignited in the human being. The spark glows, but it does not have the strength to take hold and let the flame flare up brightly. And therefore it has to be continuously stoked so that the spark will not go out, and it has to be nourished. Love in the human being has to be stimulated to activity. A fellow human being's extremely strong will must take possession of his soul. His love must be so strong that he transfers it to it, and thereby the spark will also be kindled into strong embers of love, so that both flames can merge and now shine brightly. Once this flame has been kindled, it can never go out. Instead, it will become ever brighter and more radiant because it will always find nourishment. Souls in need who are now seized and consumed by the flame of love. For a loving person will not leave those souls in need, and every assistance is a renewed ignition of the divine spark. The flame in the heart will become ever greater, and soon there will be nothing left in the human being's surroundings which will not fall prey to the flame. Yet the flame of love has a beneficent effect. It is gentle yet full of ardor. It will not hurt or harm anyone, but it will delight, awaken and mature. But it will not leave anyone out either, for the flames of love spread very quickly once they have been kindled. The divine spark in man cannot be extinguished, but it can be buried if it is not yet big enough. Then it will continue to glow under the cover of unkindness, but it is too weak to break through. If, however, a small flame of love comes from outside, then the divine spark breaks through and connects with the flame of love, and the flame is enough to consume what is still a shell, a cinder that prevents a bright fire. For the divine spark in the human being always drives him to love activity from within. The human beings will can therefore kindle the spark into the strongest flame, and this flame always takes the direction towards God, towards the exit of love and light. For God's love is an eternal fire which blazes in brightest embers and wants to absorb everything. Every little flame which has united with the eternal fire has reached its aim. But countless sparks of divine love are still wandering around. They glow unceasingly but find no nourishment to ignite and blaze brightly. Their surroundings are poor in light and love. Rarely does a tiny flame twitch through the night. But where it lights up, the divine spark has broken through, and the tiny flame promises to become a bright flame. For it cannot be extinguished because the flame of love penetrates every obstacle, consumes it, and its flame constantly increases. Yet the divine spark is a part of God, The flame of love is an emanation of eternal love, and therefore it can never be completely extinguished. It can only shine sparsely and sporadically where the human beings will keeps itself away from every activity of love, where he does not let the divine spark in him become a flame through active neighborly love. And that is why humanity walks along in the darkness of night, and its little flames only shine sparsely now and then. And yet the night can be illuminated as bright as day where, through industrious activity of love, little flame after little flame is ignited, which come together, become a great flame and shine in fullest luminosity. All of which strive ye thenwards towards the great light, the eternal flame, with which they seek to merge in order to be close to the primal light, the eternal love. Amen.